He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Blessed Easter to each and every one of you this morning. Our meditation is based on the gospel lesson that was just read from Matthew. You know, I've always been fascinated with the phenomenon of black holes in the universe. If you ever watched movies like Event Horizon, where a black hole allows space-time travel faster than the speed of light, creating cosmic horror. Or the film Interstellar, if you've watched that, where a black hole threatens to destroy all planets in our galaxy. These black hole movies are kind of a fearful phenomenon. And yet black holes are real. They're regions of space-time with gravity so intense that nothing, even light, can escape. And they generally form from the death of massive stars. When the star exhausts its fuel, it collapses under its own weight, compressing mass into this dense point, what we call the black hole. And it's almost like a whirlpool of sucking everything in around it. The force of gravity is so strong, the speed of light can't even escape it. It's a frightening thought. Yet just as stars explode and die, creating these black holes, someday we all will be sucked into a black hole called death. And that makes us feel some kind of dread. And I admit sometimes that fills me with dread too. There are things I want to do yet in this life. I don't want to die now. We all want to live and enjoy life and get as much out of it as we can and to be with our loved ones. You see, when God created us, He programmed us to live forever. And that was built into His creation. Who wants to die? Especially young people when they have their whole lives ahead of them. But yet death can come at any moment. The Bible says that because sin entered the world, death came through sin. And it was as a result of sin, all die. You've heard the old adage, there's two things that are certain in life, death and taxes. That's coming up, isn't it? Yeah, April 15th. I better get going. We're all born into sin because of our first parents, Adam and Eve's rebellion. Somehow we've all come off the assembly line defective. And as a result of sin, we all carry a death sentence. Now you may believe, well, that's just fictitious and myth. Really? Look around you outside. There's something rotten in Denmark. And the fact is, we're all going to die. Death fills us with the fear of the unknown. It upends lives. It creates anxiety. And just as the women made their way to the tomb on Easter morning, they must have felt that they were in some kind of black hole, along with the disciples, hiding behind locked doors. Can you imagine? They had believed with all their hearts that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Now He's dead. How could this happen? How could this possibly be God's plan? They had invested their lives following Jesus. They left homes, families to follow Him. Then suddenly they were sucked into the black hole of fear, uncertainty about the future, asking themselves, will I be next? What's going to happen? Their lives had been turned upside down. They'd given up everything to spend the past 3 years with Jesus. Now He's dead. Crucified, not only dead, but crucified a criminal's death. And many times we feel that we've been sucked into our own black holes in life. It gets such a grip on us. Maybe it's the black hole that includes grief over the loss of a loved one, fear over a work situation, or the dysfunction that happens in families. You just wish somehow it could be all made right, but it's not. Maybe it's the black hole of depression and anxiety. and you feel like there's just nothing you can do to change what's happening. You feel like you're being sucked in by your circumstances with no way out, no light at the end of the tunnel. All your joy is gone. Your peace and happiness is all elusive. Or maybe it's the black hole of illness, sickness, or disease. We would just like it to go away. Or the black hole of doubt, that God has somehow abandoned me, or he's not answering my prayer, making me question my faith. Or maybe it's the black hole of guilt and failure. Made some bad decisions. Can't go back and change the past. Or maybe it's some particular sin that has gripped you and you just can't seem to get out of it. You see, black holes are symbols of fear, doubt, and hopelessness, but yet the Easter message tells us there is something beyond these black holes. Easter tells us there is hope. There is a living Savior, a friend who will help us when we have been sucked into the deepest, darkest black holes. It was barely daylight when the women went to the tomb. And there was an earthquake and the stone was rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. Fear and dread must have raced through their minds. Then an angel came and sat on a stone. His clothes were like lightning. The guards at the tomb were so horrified they just laid down and played dead. These women must have felt like and another one of these black holes that had sucked whatever energy they had left out of them. Seeing their Savior die such a horrible death, they must have thought, oh, what else could go wrong? How much more can we endure? Then the angel said, you must not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. And they looked into that black hole of Jesus' tomb and they saw that he was not there. Their darkness turned to light and the angel was right. Jesus was not there. They became overjoyed and were so happy as they ran to tell the disciples what they had witnessed. And Jesus did in fact raise from the dead as attested by the apostles. St. Paul says in our reading, in our epistle reading this morning, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and he appeared to Peter and the 12. After that, and listen to this, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time. So this is just not a myth or a story. This has been attested historically. You see, the risen Jesus makes all the difference in the blackest holes in your life where there's a relentless struggle of being sucked in, where there seems to be no light, no future, no joy or peace. That's where we find the risen Jesus. Jesus has not been defeated by the blackest hole of death, sin, and Satan. He is victorious over everything that would want to suck the life out of us and has passed that victory on to you. He has defeated the black hole of death for us. And because Jesus rose from the dead, we no longer have to fear the black hole of death. Death no longer has a final say. In fact, time is running out on death. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, so shall we be raised from the dead on the last day. As you are united in Christ in your baptism and in Holy Communion and through his words of love and promise, we too are more than conquerors because of what Christ has done for us in his death and resurrection. Brothers and sisters, nothing can stand between you and Jesus and his love for you. No black hole has dominion over you because you are a child of God, born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. That's a reality this morning for you and for me. Grasp it, take it in. I'm reminded of Paul's words in Romans as he reminds us that there's no black hole that Jesus can't reach into and rescue us from. Listen to what he says. I am certain that nothing can separate me from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor any other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the world above or the world below. And you can add here, whatever black hole that you're going through right now that threatens your peace and happiness. There is nothing in all creation that will ever separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord. And that's a promise. Easter tells us there's nothing to fear. We have a risen Savior who promises to never leave you, to always love you, to always brighten your darkest paths, to guide you from death into eternal life. Nothing can overcome you that takes us to places where Jesus has not already been and is not already overcome. So this Easter morning, Jesus gives each of you an invitation to trust his love and presence. When we walk through the darkest places, the worst black holes, we need fear no evil, for the risen Christ is there with us. Jesus died and rose again, now hear this, for you. And that's important. Because you could say, well, Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. But when we add the words, for you, what Jesus did takes on a whole new meaning. That statement tells us that what Jesus did, he did it for you and for me. There's a personal aspect, a personal relationship to this Jesus on Easter morning. He died for you to forgive all your sins. He suffered for you that you may be right with God. He rose again for you to give you confidence that you too shall rise as he did. And as Paul ends in Romans, he says, thanks be to God who gives us, yes, us, the victory. That is something that, I don't know, that just kind of, that blows me away. Jesus' victory is our victory over any black hole that we endure in life. Death could not hold him. And it's not going to hold us either. May this glorious Easter victory that we are celebrating today fill you with hope and confidence and joy. He is risen.